Okay, today, Bezos Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yod, Mishnah Hay. So it says the Mishnah, Chavit Shenis Kapla Va'azefes Shela Omedes. If you have a Chavis that was peeled away, but the coating that's on the inside is still intact. So, V'chein Kovosayim Shel Murias Shegavasan Imasafa, and if there are jugs of fish brine that were sealed with some type of material, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Matzilin. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough to protect what's inside of it from Tumah. V'chamar Matzilin L'cham say that it is enough. That little layer that's left is enough to be able to protect it from Tumah. Mishnah Vav. Chavis Shenikvas Tamur Shemarim. If you have a barrel of cheres that developed a hole and you need to seal it, but it became sealed with the wine sediment itself. That's what plugged up the hole. Hitzilua, so they protect that's enough to protect the inside from Tumah. But Kaka Bizimora, if it wasn't the wine sediment that sealed it up, but you plug it with a grapevine, Ache Merech Minat Stadim, then you need to seal it on the edges. Ache Merech Minat Stadim Uvein Zimora Hayushtayim, if there were two vines plugging the hole, then Ache Merech Minat Stadim Uvein Zimora L'Chaverta, then you need to seal it not only around the sides, but between one vine and the other. Nesesh if you have a wooden board that's put over the mouth of an oven, if you plaster around the edges, that's going to protect what's inside. If there were two boards, then you need to seal around the edges and also between one board and the other. If you made them stick to each other with shavings of a bush or shavings of grass, which are sticky and therefore are more adhesive, then you don't have to put in between them, you don't have to seal them shut. You only need to seal the edges because it's considered as if it already is sealed shut in between them. So to review it then today, in Mishnah Hay we said that if the external surface of the barrel was peeled away, but there's still the coating on the inside that's intact, it's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum, whether it's going to still be Matzil Mepnei HaTumah. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if you have a barrel that had a hole in it, but the sediment of the barrel itself plugged it up, so good, so now it's considered sealed. But if you had to stick a vine into it to plug it up, so then you need to put sealant around the edge, and if you had to stick two vines, you have to put sealant around the edge and between the vines, and the same is true with plugging something up with a board, that you need to put sealant around the edge and in between the two of them, if there are two of them. But we said if you're using something that itself is very sticky, then you only need to put sealant around the edges, you don't need to put the sealant in between the various items. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin.